FHE, for Little Friends. Jaden Goes Shopping by Ruth Catherine Day, based on a true story. And be ye kind one to another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Jaden was hungry. Mama, may I have a candy bar? No, dear, as soon as we get home, I'm going to make dinner. Reluctantly, Jaden put back the candy bar. As he walked beside the shopping cart Mama was pushing, he looked in and saw spaghetti, peanut butter, cereal, oranges, and lots of other good things. His mouth watered, just thinking about the tomato sauce and cheese that would cover the spaghetti. His little sister Anna was sitting in the cart. She laughed and pulled several packages of spaghetti noodles off the shelf. Mama sighed as she put back all but one package, then returned to reading the label on a can. Jaden peered at the can. It had a picture of soup on the label. His stomach growled. Mama smiled. She put the soup into the cart and moved on. At last they finished shopping and headed for the checkout line. The store was crowded with shoppers. Mother glanced at the lines and chose the shortest one. Even so, there were two carts full of food in front of them. Jaden felt hungrier than ever. He watched impatiently as the clerk scanned boxes and cans from the cart in front of them. Then he got bored and turned to look behind him. An old man carrying a carton of milk and a package of light bulbs was walking slowly up and down the checkout lines, looking for a short one. He finally got in line behind Jaden. Jaden smiled at him, and he smiled back. He looked tired. He shifted from one foot to the other, swaying gently back and forth. Jaden looked at the cart they had filled with food. He was sure it would take a long time to scan it all. He tugged Mama's sleeve. "Mama, I think that man should go first." Mama turned to the old man. "You have only two items. Why don't you go ahead of us?" The man smiled gratefully, nodded, and went to the front of the line. While the clerk scanned his milk and light bulbs, the old man turned to Jaden. "Thank you very much, young man. I heard you tell your mother to let me go first. You are a very kind boy." Jaden waved and smiled as the man walked out the door. The spaghetti would taste good, but this tasted even better. Grandma's Gift by Suzanne F. Holmes. My grandma made me the perfect gift. It's so many things to me. A flying carpet for my toys, a ship out on the sea, a magic cape, a hiding place, an indoor cave I built. Cozy and warm at the end of the day, I'm under my favorite quilt. FHE, Places in Which We Worship. We can worship Heavenly Father in our hearts wherever we may be, indoors or outdoors, alone or in a crowd. But at least three special and sacred places have been set apart for worship. They are chapels, temples, and homes. Which one do you spend the most time in? You may need some assistance with this activity. Cut out the picture of the chapel, the picture of the temple, and the picture at the home at the top of this page, and glue each to heavy paper. Trim. At a family home evening, lead a discussion on how we worship in each place. Each time you hand one of the three buildings to someone, he or she names one way in which we worship there. Here's a question for the whole family. Can we worship through joyful singing, giving thanks for something good, or praising someone who has done something kind? Snow art. You will need several spray bottles and different food colorings. Fill the bottles with water and add several drops of food coloring to each bottle. Adjust the nozzles for a thin stream. Spray paint outlines of pictures in the snow. Then adjust the nozzle for a wider stream and fill in the outlines with color. End of For Little Friends.